The desire to reshape God into an image that's much easier for us to digest is one of the great temptations of this me-centered world in which we live. Indeed, there are things about God that even Christians yearn to ignore. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The thought of Jesus rejecting someone, well, it's almost incomprehensible, isn't it? Or is it? Jesus sends his disciples out two by two on a missionary field trip. Some hands-on experience is, after all, a pretty normal part of ministry training. He tells them that they're not to take any provisions with them, and by the way, they need to find their own accommodation. Luke chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. When you go into a house, stay there until it's time to leave. If the people in the town will not welcome you, go outside the town and shake the dust off your feet as a warning to them. Now that doesn't quite fit with the image of a gentle, loving Jesus, does it? Shake the dust off your feet. Shake the dust off your feet was a symbolic warning to those who'd rejected the gospel that one day too, they would be rejected by God. It's funny how those who don't even believe in God or in a heaven or a hell find the notion of God consigning them to eternal hell and damnation deeply offensive. It's quite an odd response when you think about it. But then we live in a me-centered world. In a world where we're told it's all about me, it's easy to start seeing God through that lens as well. But let's get this clear. Yes, he loves us. Yes, he will forgive us, but only if we put our trust in Jesus, his son. Only if we turn our lives around and back to him. Those are God's terms. That's it. And that's his word, fresh for you today. The good news of Jesus is that in him, you and I can receive the new life that he died and rose again to give us. And in his own words, he came so that we might have that life in all its abundance. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about, how to live your life to the full. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.